Today is Friday, the 25th of July, the feast of St. James the Apostle. The monks of the Abbey of Ker Mousa sing the Te Deum. We praise you, O God, we acknowledge you to be the Lord. As I enter into prayer now, can I begin by acknowledging the Lord, by recognizing the greatness of the one, true, eternal God, the Holy One, in whose presence I stand right now. Today's reading is from the second letter to the Corinthians.
But we have this treasure in clay jars, so that it may be made clear that this extraordinary power belongs to God and does not come from us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not driven to despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be made visible in our bodies. For while we live, we are always being given up to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus may be made visible in our mortal flesh. So death is at work in us, but life in you. But just as we have the same spirit of faith, that is in accordance with Scripture, I believed and so I spoke, we also believe and so we speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and will bring us with you into his presence. Yes, everything is for your sake. So that grace, as it extends to more and more people, may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God.
We have this treasure in clay jars. It's a famous phrase of St. Paul's, saying something perhaps about the inescapability of human weakness, and yet at the same time, the extraordinary power of God, which working in us, can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Can you recall a time when you came up against the limits of human weakness? When you were suddenly very aware of your own limitations. What did that feel like? And can you remember a time when you were aware of a power greater than yourself? God's power, working in you and enabling you to do or to be things you never thought you could do or be? The word death comes up quite a bit in this reading, but as you hear it again, notice how it is mentioned, what is said about it, how even death carries with it the promise of the presence of Jesus.
But we have this treasure in clay jars, so that it may be made clear that this extraordinary power belongs to God, and does not come from us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not driven to despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be made visible in our bodies. For while we live, we are always being given up to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus may be made visible in our mortal flesh. So death is at work in us, but life in you. But just as we have the same spirit of faith that is in accordance with Scripture, I believed and so I spoke, we also believe and so we speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus, and will bring us with you into his presence. Yes, everything is for your sake, so that grace, as it extends to more and more people, may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God.
For Paul, Once we have a sense of what is really important in our lives, nothing else matters. What would you like to say to God now about what is really important to you? Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning,
is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.